You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Big announcement. We just dropped the first video from the Alumni Cypher Series, Part 1, yesterday with Time and Lep, Bakari JB, produced by Dave Vaughn. Tonight, probably around 8:30, well, exactly at 8:30, we will be dropping Part 2, featuring M.Dot, Tayshaun Taylor, and Mertz. And then every day for the rest of the week, we're going to get them out. So if you missed the Alumni Cypher Series, if you heard the SoundCloud links at soundcloud.com/LFOD, and you want to see the video, you want to tune in. If you missed all that, you definitely want to tune in. It's dope. It adds a whole other layer to it. Shout out to Stay True. They did a great job recording and editing and putting it all together. So it was a real good time with them. And I'm real excited. There's a lot of little details. M.Dot doing this. You can see it, how much went into this. The cypher was dope. Shout out to everyone involved. Those videos are going to be up. So LFOD Radio, at LFOD Radio on everything. Except for Twitter, which is Live Free OD Radio. And SoundCloud, it's just LFOD. That's way easier because that's more than the radio. You know, we repost all sorts of stuff on there. So you can go check our stream, check our likes. We got a New England hip hop playlist. We got a bunch of stuff. So soundcloud.com/LFOD. I mean, you go to YouTube, you just type in LFOD, we pop right up. So check that out. We're up there. So does this like kind of whack dude that I don't know. Well, I don't want to get into it, but yeah. So check it out, LFOD. And we got Taz on our way in. We got Bakari JB. He's about to talk about hoop hop. So definitely stay tuned. Last week when we were on here, we were doing a little Sean Price tribute. Not a lot of clean Sean Price. I came across one more song, so we're going to kick things off with Sean Price. This one's Helter Skelter. He was going by Ruck then. Well, he was switching over. You tune in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Anymore, who is knocking at my door? All the people that I knew acting funny when Big Rock got some loot, but they can't see me let my parabellum fly, cause I be God, cipher divine, fine, and that boot can't test me in mind. If you wanna come feel it, come for try.
Some say Sean Price is nicest on mic devices, pack power which make me more mightier than ISIS. Try this, that's when the rock shakes the Richter, inflicts the pain, my aim is to rip ya. Picture, you trying to break through my path, my eight blasts, all you snakes in the grass. What the hell with angel dust, plus I bust the devil's lungs with lyrics that come from tip of the tongues, now you strung. Sean sparks like John Starks in the fourth quarter, order meet my peeps, deep like the Torah. Unforgettable like Nat King, bat swings, Louisville chill because my mother slaps things. This track brains, the average courage to a halt. Is it my fault you fell victim to my verbal assault? If I had dollars for every who dared to battle me on microphones, I'd walk around and be a billionaire.
Chump starts from the dark, resubmerge. I splurge on herds with verbs and the usage of my words. Don't be so swollen or for treason colon. Then lyrical functions bend. I flow like trains through railway junctions. See punks get bent on constant, consistently. When the R.U.G. blesses them STC guards, when black don't slack, never cut slack, they've been back to the whack. Snatch arms like jacks. It's actionable and factual that my mental might blast fools and reacts like a gun tool. Mental releases pieces of no, making your brains blow. Got pros that froze like Sub-Zero with flows. I jams like the master, shoot my lyrics like Jay. DMCs run from my house, I don't play. On bad days to display dismay, blow away. Play movie celebrity, you done away like Faye.
I'm not sure anymore, who is knocking at my door? All the people that I knew act
Find it funny when Big Rock got some loot, but I don't care, let my parabellum fly. Cause them can't see God's eye for divine fine. Never with me or mine. If a man want to fulfill it, the mother come for try. Buddhist banjo. Don't know me, show me affection for cars and direction. My direction, the pistols pointed at on Bristol. Who thought it was fun to pull guns and issue my dismissal? But you can handle this, I get scandalous when cannabis enters my system, which make me more odd than Tony Randall. Due to circumstances and lyrical advances, another man died, why? Cause of my verbal enhancement. Transmit lyrics over my mental highway. I say what I wanna, smoke marijuana, gonna hit you in the verse, so no shit. Boom in my system, keep me in time with tune. I'm not sure anymore, more. Who is knocking at my door? All the people that I knew acting funny when Big Bro got some loot. I don't care, I let my parabellum fly. Cause them can't see God's eye for divine fine. Never with me or mine. You can feel it if you're willing to try.
Classic jazzscapes instrumentals of all time. And that ain't opinion, that's fact. That's a fact right there in hip hop history. So I gotta do something like this.
It's T-I-M-E. You better learn the alphabet before the girl is out to get the blood squirting out your neck. I demurred Malcolm X, shot Robin, John Kennedy. When I travel through time, glide on blight energy. Evidently, you gonna never see the end of me. And eventually, in the enemy, gonna be befriending me. This 5'11", 170 felony. Go running up into your living room, L.E. double in front of me. Learn your manners, learn the first commandment. For what burn you like a candle, fry you like I'm Colonel Sanders. Tiger like I'm Verlander, higher than the first man to ever land on that moon. Goon run the planet, damn it, can't stop us. Only hope to contain us, so we gonna ventilate your frame up like an open container. Hope that you know what the name is by now. Go fourth dimension, it's time with a pip by the pound. It's forked out, how we ride now, yeah. Never gon' stop, it's forked out. If you talk, dog, you gettin' knocked or forked out. Reminisce on the past and say, rest in peace, jazzscapes, cause of you I stay. Forked out, how we ride now, never gon' stop, it's forked out. If you talk, dog, you gettin' knocked or forked out. Reminisce on the past and say, rest in peace, jazzscapes, cause of you I stay.
Kid, I'm snapping necks and I'm cashing checks. I will blast the text if you testing this profound sound. Won't leave you bounding down. You clowns down for the count. When I sound around with precision, third eye got great vision. I leave decisions when I be killing the opposition. You giving a proposition, you sitting, you better listen or die. Me your time on the island, goose sipping. A true villain, I leave you cemetery stepping and dipping. The ultimate, I'm bumping legendary weapons. That's that new woo. Time's my true dude. Who's you? Nothing, you will die if I choose to shoot you. And that is highly possible, philosophical. Can't deny, remarkable. And on this microphone, I drop knowledge. You want beef with L.E., you're finna to get demolished.
It's forked out, how we rock, nah, never gon' stop. It's forked out, if you talk, dog, you gettin' knocked up. Forked out, reminisce on the past and say, rest in peace, jazzscapes, cause of you I stay. Forked out, how we rock, nah, never gon' stop. It's forked out, if you talk, dog, you gettin' knocked up. Forked out, reminisce on the past and say, rest in peace, jazzscapes, cause of you I stay. Forked out.
Son. Much better. Yeah. Just left the weed spot with the homie MVP Dot. He got bruised, we ready to give the beat speed knots and make it bleed lots. The track's hemorrhaging, results raise the fees, the M and Axe leveraging. Veteran varsity letterman, pardon our ferocity's velocity, but y'all the ones that let us in. Now you needed medicine, you reaching for your Percocets. Persons getting whiplash from the way we work a set. This that new LX, think of who to tell next. Show them something, get it bumping out they new Genelex. This is a global hip hop connection. Our vocals get props in sections of the world you never been to. Finland, France, Brazil, Japan, and Hungary. Feel like every day I wake up in a new country, but it's all fun to me, plus I'm still hungry. Fly styles, got the honeys jumping out their dungarees. It's go time, so why wait? Migrate. We rock shows at a high rate. Migrate. Rolling with the homie from my state. Migrate. Worldwide biz on my plate. Migrate. It's go time, so why wait? Migrate. We rock shows at a high rate. Migrate. Rolling with the homie from my state, we migrate. Back home on the red eye late, migrate.
Packed a suitcase, flew to a new place. Strolling, crowd hype, tripping like a shoelace. Another show, globetrotter on the globe. Merch bag, come with clothes, now I got 100 sold. Migrate from my state to your town. Annihilate and gyrate the floor now. Tried to tell them though, my flow is not that mellow. Yo, like playing on a cello slow, my aim is on the pedal. Go, you bro credible, and flow incredible. Bozos, foes, bows, but they're frozen edible. We get the per diem, champagne first greeting. My man's first seated, and he don't spit verse neither. He's with the verse heater, the first to burst. Speakers dispersed, the merc divas walk earth with thirst, eager to make the presence felt. To all the peasants knelt, Dark said he was sick, they shouldn't have let him out.
It's go time, so why wait? Migrate. We rock shows at a high rate. Migrate. Rolling with the homie from my state. Migrate. Worldwide biz on my plate. Migrate. It's go time, so why wait? We migrate. We rock shows at a high rate. We migrate. Rolling with the homie from my state. We migrate. Back home on the red eye late. Migrate.
Listen to me good.
The artist is the most important person. You are the teacher.
People listen to you. They don't listen to their preachers.
Exaggerated tales of hustling. We quick to pass judgment and fail our brothers. Instead of talking about Laura Hill, talk about Laura Skill. Truth be told, there may never be a girl as hell. Don't gossip about Dame Dash. Give prop to Dame Head. For the rise of Jay and for sign of Kanye, man. It's crazy. That's why we ain't got sh- Rappers hate each other, not the labels that got rich. Don't care about culture, they only want profit. If your album sells slow, bet you get dropped quick. Q-Tip warned us, the industry's toxic. For reference, check out BDP Sex and Violence. When Styles made I get high, it was playing all day. When Styles made I'm black, it didn't get enough play. Word. I guess they got a problem with anything positive. Doesn't make sense if it doesn't bring dollars in.
That managed us, those that were our agents, those that were our accountants, those that were the record executives, those that were the owners of the record label. You never got true accounting for nothing that you did.
What's the difference between a label and pimping? You sell yourself, they tell you how to spend it.
Where?
Slow down, listen. Pimps prey on minds with no ambition. They keep you fly. Image is promotion, they keep you high. So when is it focused? You living in the moment, feeling yourself. They living in plush homes. What's really success and what's swag? I don't care how you dress or what you drive. I want rhymes that really impress. You say it's all about money. Do you even invest any time in your rhymes? Let me guess. You so nice, you don't write, it just comes to you. Cause you the ish? Nah, you just doodle. I lyrically abuse any rapper who choose to step to me. I will bring it right to you.
Who do you think you are to them? You are nothing.
only as valuable as your last hit song. And when you make no more hit songs, nobody cares for you.
Men lie, women lie, numbers can be altered to look higher. Shareholders hate taking losses, this is business. They don't care about your lyrics. The better you sell, the better future for their children. Controversy sells, so they support conflict. Makes more progress, means more profit. An artist gets killed, they say they so sorry. Meanwhile, they tell you the date of his next project. What a life, death made him more profit. Record companies get paid for your drama. And Beef DVD is on BET, so every artist who was on it was beaver for free, while the royalties are going to QD3. He Quincy Jones, son, what he know about beef? No disrespect intended. I know he got beefs, but it's deep how the rich get paid off our grief.
And every one of our great artists, they died with nothing. And the record company executives were rich sending their children to college. But the question is, can you put your brilliance in a song? Can you put the condition of the world in a song and inspire young people all over the world?
Core Mega Industry. Before that, we had M. Dot Acrobatic with Migrate, produced by LX Beats, and Time and Lep Funked Out over Jazzscape. Now, the reason we were playing those, there are a few reasons. Time and Lep were just on part one of the Alumni Cypher series. Video just dropped last night. You can find that link on our YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all that. LFOD Radio. Type it in. We pop right up. And M. Dot is on the one that's dropping tonight, 8:30. So stay tuned, very much so. And then we played that industry joint, that Core Mega, because I was thinking about it. A lot of people, there's a lot of dirty stuff you can say about the industry, and it's definitely a tricky game. And when the art and the money collide, things get weird. But one thing we're trying to do over here is build a platform for a different alternative sort of industry in the New England and the underground area as a whole. And this Alumni Cypher series is really about that, about connecting dots. We've already got producers linking up with artists that rapped over their beats. We've already got, you know, Stay True did a dope job with the video. And so, you know, that's great for us, great for them. And some of the conversations off air have been, you know, marvelous, I would say. So it's been real cool, and we're trying to build that, and we're 2 years into it, and it's only going to go up from here. So definitely stay tuned, LFOD. And we have a special guest in the building right now.
Yo, yo, yo.
The one and only Bakari JB.
Yup. I wish there was two of me, though.
Man, I hear you. I'm still working on the interns, man. I told you, when I get them, we'll share.
Word. So, I just need a surrogate. Okay.
A surrogate.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
let me rap and perform and do all the fun stuff, and you know, just let a surrogate do like he'll like work my day job, work two jobs.
Oh, I see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Someone in the Matrix, and then you.
Yeah, and I could
do
be
your thing.
I could be Neo on the outside. Unplug me.
Unplug.
You feel me? That's the plan. But
if anybody wants to volunteer to be Bakari JB's surrogate,
We get you set up with like a fake SSN number, and you just go from there.
We can make it happen. Yeah. At Bakari JB Music.
Yeah.
So what's up, man? How you been?
I've been doing a lot of running around. Got a big event coming up.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that this weekend, Saturday, from 12 to 6?
It is. Yeah, it is. You know this one pretty well.
Yeah.
Have you ever told a story on air about how you saved the first Hoop Hop?
No, I don't.
The first Hoop Hop doesn't even exist without Uncle Sam, y'all.
Oh, man.
Good times.
The generator
and the early morning rando call.
Yeah, I got rid of my truck after that.
You did?
Because I learned pretty quick that anytime someone was calling me that I hadn't spoken to in a while, or if it was a weird time of day, it was a favor.
Yeah,
it was really and true. I mean, we're obviously square. Some people still aren't square on their truck favors. I hold a grudge, so it's no good.
Word.
But yeah, the truck was also gonna kill me. That thing was falling apart.
Well, and then you had a bike too.
Yeah,
we've been through a lot here.
Yeah, bike got stolen. Rest in peace. They found it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never heard this part.
Yeah, they found it. Oh, it hurt so bad. They found it actually this February, I want to say. I got a call. Not from the police or from anybody who, you know, found it and wanted to help reunite me with my lost motorcycle.
Right.
It was from the Boston Transportation Department.
Wow.
Because they had to tow it for street cleaning. Somebody obviously joyrided it for a year straight and then just left it on the side of the road in the middle of winter. And I'm guessing they got picked up for something else and they just, you know, never came home. But yeah, they called me and they wanted me to pay them. Like,
I was gonna ask you, did they fine you or did you give you tickets? Or
they tried to. Well, luckily I'd already done my insurance claim, yeah. So it was Progressive's problem. But I called and I was like, all right, that's awesome. Like, I'll come get it. And like, yep. And there's a holding fee of $150. And I was like, wait a minute. So my bike got stolen.
Mm-hmm.
You found it, mm-hmm. and now I have to pay you to get it back. And they're like, you're the last registered owner, sir. And it was. We needed to do street cleaning, so it was towed. And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. And she's like, well, the driver doesn't work for free. I'm like, lady, that's an hourly. You mean to tell me he was going to keep his tow truck parked unless my bike had been there? And you had to call him in? And yeah, it was. I gave her a little bit of an earful about my taxes and the Boston Transportation Department. But yeah, so they found it. That was awesome.
Good times.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll get a new one when I get a garage.
Can keep it safe.
Yeah, basically.
Hard up.
So yeah, but no, Hoop Hop. Let's talk about Hoop Hop.
Let's talk about it. So Hoop Hop this year, the teams is gonna be Kush Groove, BC, Laced, and Mass Apparel. Last but not least, so we had a draft party at Mass Apparel, maybe like a week ago. I don't know. All the days are a blur for me right now. So, but So it was dope. Team captains came out. We got Chris Brook, we got Spenda, we got Ant Thomas, and myself. And so, you know, I mean, we picked the names out of the hat. We got some ladies balling this year. So So every team has a lady baller. So it's pretty dope. You know what I mean?
A ballerina.
A ballerina. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So put them silver slippers on and let's see. Let's see what they got.
So,
offer.
What are they playing for? They're playing for pride here?
There's a trophy.
There is a trophy.
There is actually
a trophy. Is that new this year?
No, we had a trophy last year. But we're gonna turn it up and have another trophy this year. We got some special activities. We also have the youth game.
Yep.
That's going to be a Stay True LFOD thing.
Yeah, we got them too. I can tell.
So yeah, so that's gonna be dope. Both of y'all have given your jerseys at this point, or your tanks. So
how are theirs looking?
Theirs look nice. Theirs look quite nice, actually.
Okay,
I should have taken a picture. They're really nice. I'll probably post them on Snap later tonight for y'all. It's Bakari_JB on Snap. Everything else is at BakariJB Music. So this is gonna be We're finally able to get the youth involved, you know what I mean, at least through the way of basketball. I'd like to do some giveaways, so we'll see. I'm trying to get them some backpacks or something for the kids out there, but I'm not exactly sure. I'm kind of late in the game right now, so we'll see what happens. But I would love to be able to just obviously give back. but I'm still coming out of pocket with this. Like, I got probably like a little over $200 in donations, been collecting for the past couple months. But it still just costs so much to run an event, you know what I mean? And I'm definitely paying personnel this year. So, you know, I just want to just make sure that, you know, a lot of people have held me down for like the last couple of years, like referees, DJs, so on and so forth, you know what I mean? And it'd be nice to just kick back, you know what I mean? Even though I'm coming out of pocket this time, I'm going to kick back. And then we'll see what's up next year as far as sponsorship. I'll just reach out earlier, you know what I mean, and get that ball rolling.
I'm sure there's plenty of brands that, like, if you offered them tiers and stuff, mm-hmm. they would definitely kick in mm-hmm. to be on the flyer. Yeah. Maybe start putting them on the jerseys.
Yeah,
like
I got
some NASCAR stuff.
The hardest thing about this whole thing is, like, maybe just putting them on there generically wouldn't be a problem, but like if I could get artists to sign up earlier, I could do. I know, yeah, you laugh because it's real. But that's the thing. If I could get artists to sign up earlier, we could do so much crazy stuff, like
promo,
like with jerseys, like your names could be on jerseys, like just so many things could happen differently. But the reality is that like it's hard for people to know even their availability anyway, like until about 2 weeks out. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, so it's like I'm asking you in April if you're gonna be available in August on some specific date. And you know what I'm saying, a lot of these artists, they're either moving around or they're touring or they're doing shows out of state or they're taking vacations. Like they got a lot of stuff going on too, so it is hard to like to staple guys down. I know some people are like, yo, I'm definitely in, and also I'm not charging either. Like I'm sure if I was charging, it was like, you know, $25 a spot, like you might be a little more apt to put that date on your calendar
because right.
You know you already paid for it or whatever.
Maybe, but that's the upgrade next year.
Maybe, but you know what I'm saying, it's still a community-based thing. I would like to see how much sponsorship we can actually gain, because if we can gain, you know, a couple grand, and then I don't have to start, you know, charging for it. But,
right,
you know what I'm saying, obviously if it's gonna keep costing me a couple grand, then we got to do something about it, because I ain't balling like that.
People think stuff just happens.
Balling on a budget. Because to them it does. Like on the outside, right. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a 1 day event. Like for them, they're just like, oh, this is dope. But like little do they know that like I'm personally dealing with like 65 to 70 different individuals. Like there's like 48, there was too many, but there was 51 people that signed up. So like that's like 48 ballers that we narrowed it down to based on who was responsive. Like that's 48 people that I got to contact directly. Then we got DJs. I got multiple DJs, multiple referees, multiple hosts. Then we got, you know, the Stay True, the LFOD. Yep. I got to contact the kids.
It's a full year thing for you to plan almost at this point.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as it's over, you're already.
Yeah, I got to turn it around. I got to figure out how we can get footage up and out and chopped up and so on and so forth. We got to get videographers. Like, and you know what I mean? All these things. Like, these are people that don't work for free. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, some of them have held me down, but there's only so much you can keep asking somebody to hold you down. Like, obviously, like, and I don't even like to be that type of person. I like to put something in play to be able to pay them, and the reality for me is either I charge or I get sponsorship. So I tried.
I think the sponsorships will come though.
I do too, and I tried this year, but I still just got caught in the fray in the whirlwind of like, you know, living life and just, you know, me trying to accomplish a lot of things and being spread kind of thin. I'm gonna go in with a different mentality directly after this one. And we're going to see how it works. Also, Brian, BC, is going to step in a little bit more. He has his own tournament. He had a tournament, Hoopla, that he did in New Hampshire. And he was very successful with it until, like, the main sponsor kind of, like, this whole situation changed kind of like overnight. But he still is in touch with some of his sponsors. And so he's like, he'd like to step in with Hoop Hop and play a bigger role. So I'm like, that's awesome. I have somebody who has actual experience throwing tournaments, as well as he may come with some sponsorship dollars attached to his own name. So
that's dope.
That would be an awesome turnaround.
Shout out to
a big help.
BC.
Yeah.
I believe so. I think he drafted my two favorite Hoop Hoppers.
Who?
He's got MDOT and Ant Thomas, right?
So yeah, well, course they're your two favorites. They were actually co-MVPs last year.
I only roll with winners.
That's real. So, actually, Ant Thomas. So this was kind of a crazy thing. And the draft, to my knowledge, I don't know how Facebook Live works. I don't know how it really works. I haven't done it yet. And I know a lot of other things, like Periscope. It's up for a day, then it's gone. But I don't know if that's the case with Facebook Live.
It lives until you take it down, I think.
Okay, bet. So still on my page, I believe there's a Facebook Live post. It's not mine, but somebody else took it, and then I basically just shared it. You know what I'm saying? So basically, you can watch the draft on my page. You scroll down a little bit, and it's comical. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure.
As well as interesting and funny. He was not the team captain, so he didn't get to draft Brian. That is.
Oh.
But obviously he wanted to play for his own team. He made the jerseys. The jerseys are amazingly dope. You guys have to see them. His jerseys are super dope. He thought he was making red color jerseys, but they're not red. But they're still fire. They're also up on my page. You can see him. So he wanted to play for his own team. And so we knew that. So, like, we kind of had to figure out how we were going to do that. We're like, Ant's a captain. We're like, yo, Ant, you can either take him now, you know what I'm saying, and just skip a turn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or like, and he was like, oh, I don't want to miss my first pick.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yo, okay, fine. Then, like, you just pick names out the hat because you may pick them anyway. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
But you just pick names out the hat, and then if somebody else picks them, then we'll just give him to you, and then you'll lose your next turn. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? Like, that way, like, he so ends up on the
team.
So first
round, you got MDOT?
First round, who, him?
Yeah, Ant.
He didn't get him first round. KR actually was the first person drafted overall. I remember that. And the second person drafted overall, because I had the second pick, was Brian. And so I had to give Brian immediately to Ant Thomas.
So it worked exactly how you thought it would.
It did, but I didn't like that, because then I felt weird. And
yeah.
It was all off. But,
well, I want to put, so next year I would suggest that we need somebody to take action on these games, because I want to put some bucks behind Team BC. And I'll take whatever. So
when you want to do that this year, or are you talking
no,
about
next?
All,
it's because I can't be there, so I can't. I'm not gonna be able to see if it's a fair game.
You know,
once the money gets involved, the refs start getting suspect.
And then
there's
you,
too many.
And
it's
then
too
you
small.
Also can't. You can't heckle the players if you're not there either. Like,
right.
When the guys at the line for the game winning free throws, you can't chime in. So
right.
You're right. It's no good from watching it. From
but
Skype.
I really was thinking that because there's so much trash talk. It's only a matter of time before some enterprising.
of course.
Young bookie shows up.
Oh, cool.
And starts taking it.
So you want to jump in? You want to be that guy?
I'm not saying because you know, I'm not saying LFOD would sponsor that, but you know,
you would put down.
I'm trying to stay free. I'm not trying to get grabbed for a gambling ring, but I would say I would put a lot of money behind my co MVPs.
They're on the same team again.
I know.
So
I
we'll
couldn't
see.
Believe it.
We'll see what happens.
My boys. Anyway, we gotta. So Taz is here. She's downstairs. We're gonna play a couple records. Go get her, and then we'll talk some more about this.
Dope.
Hoop Hop. Tell them where it is.
It's gonna be at Malcolm X Park. That's Martin Luther King Boulevard in Roxbury.
Yes.
August 20th, y'all.
Noon.
Rather a victory addict, I've had it witnessing tragedy. Another victim parish embellished the hellish landscape. Speaking for the bottom dwellers, screaming at the ceiling over mold infested mozzarella. I feel the struggle of the rib touches, but you always gotta pay homage to hustlers and money movers. The point of poetry, portray a picture. My style is different, I'm taking aim and throwing back a missile. They never listen, no matter how many times you tell them playing fair factor, no placement for the fair weather. It's all actual, I'm stepping for the city, Beantown representer, and I'm taking the streets with me. I'm pushing it faithfully, the limit, a straight bully, go mammoth without woolly Goliath, the Osiris, I'm just a pitcher. Checking out the sign switch, but I'm kinda faded. Thank God I ain't driving. Told the Lord to take the wheel, I'm just a passenger.
Yeah.
A passenger. A passenger.
Yeah.
I swear it's just too much for me to tackle. All I ask is steer me away from the massacre. I told the Lord to take the wheel, I'm just a passenger.
Yeah.
A passenger. A passenger.
Yeah.
Falling short in a frivolous maze, I might grab a souvenir on the way. They saying it's all about the ricotta, the steady chase for a dollar, another account to follow. I bask in a different set of rays, trying to figure out what I can master in 7 days and add it to my resume. It's funny, I swore I had so much shit to say. Now I'm dancing around the obvious like kid and play. Another day, separate shaded ish, roll a split parade, feel the texture, paragraphs made of polyester. Caught up just trying to be a court jester, dancing like Malcolm with the dreads up in Dorchester. Lord bless him, shine your light upon him like it's fluorescent, cold to a diamond when I'm squeezed for the pure pressure. Sure, I ain't second guessing us.
student to every lesson. A gem is my ammunition to load up my Smith & Wesson, but keep it low, out of sight of the reverend, cause we ain't there yet, too early to count my blessings.
I told the Lord to take the wheel, I'm just a passenger.
Yeah.
A passenger. A passenger.
Yeah.
I swear it's just too much for me to tackle. All I ask is steer me away from the massacre. I told the Lord to take the wheel, I'm just a passenger.
Yeah.
A passenger. A passenger.
Yeah.
Falling short in a frivolous maze, I might grab a souvenir on the way.
Team go green, I'm pro bean. Town that is, what sound that is. Not supreme, rhythmatic, eternal king. Spit a lungy at the screen. My posse on F, up the paparazzi I bring. It back to naughtiness by nature. Audience, like garbage, spits of danger. Back the fuck up and meet Jamaica. Let that whack rap die with the rest of these fools. Rex got the recipe, true, true, true. Rex got the recipe, true. Rex got the recipe, true, true, true. Rex got the recipe, true. Rex got the recipe. Let the whack rap die with the rest of these fools. Rex got the recipe, true, true, true. Rex got the recipe. Prototype of the chosen, holding the mic. The voice the audience likes. My boys avoided the life of the poisonous noise at night. Through the flight, it get cold as ice. The prophet's reading you rights like you're criminal options. Minimum, simple roll of the dice. Chances microscopic. Private, everybody's advice is the best advice in their optics. They know it all in their eyes. To the moment they realize that the steady sharpening knives protect against army cannons. Problems are 99 and they and wanna talk. It's less shoe fit than sport it. It's useless to loosen nooses and still be naughty. Sugar becoming corpses, ducking from blammer torches. But swear to Jehovah. Your power equals stampede of horses. Forcing it with the falseness. Poses where they important. Rare breed of MC, a disciple of the anointed. The picture of pain is pointed. So vivid the image noted. Cross T's, dot I's on it. Planted the seed is sowed it.
All the issues gonna start balancing out. You know what I mean? It's nothing but authenticity.
Destroy what we trying to build. We spent our time in the field. We can't deny that it's real.
Society's Ills.
That record was hot.
Yeah, that was actually really nice.
Yeah, it was dope.
Wicked dope. Bakari JB. With the X-Files.
That's the best record you play.
Yeah, shout out to Rex before that with the recipe. Shot by the homie Rose Glenn.
Yeah.
He gets in the kitchen. Spoiler alert, they do not show the final product. I was sitting there like, are they going to eat it?
Right.
I'm wicked hungry. I hope they got a piece. And then we kicked it off with Spenda, Passenger 57.
That's my guy, too. That's the whole little bully yeah. lineup.
I thought it out.
A little Europe preview.
I thought it out. Yeah, you guys are going on tour in Europe.
Yeah.
Right after the Hoop Hop. This is like the blast off.
Yeah, this is going to be the thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we got the famous Taz here now. Tasia.
He stays pronouncing my name wrong.
I thought it was Tasia.
Actually, no, there you go. Okay, because you stuttered. Nice.
She stays correcting me for stuff I'm not doing wrong.
Point LFOD.
Right.
Ding, ding, ding. You still lost a stripe, though, for not wearing your shirt today. So you're back to zero.
I'm not good at the self-promotion.
It wasn't even that. You just had to feel it in the air. You had to feel it in the air.
We didn't know either. Stickers. I didn't put a sticker on my shirt or something.
There you go.
So it's not pronounced Tasia?
No, it was. I thought you stuttered. It's okay.
Well, I said Taz the first time. It's Taz. Right?
Yeah.
I say Taz and you get
everybody
mad.
Says it differently. So I'm just like, okay. Just,
what do you like to be called?
I would love to be called Tasia, but not a lot of people can pronounce it. So I just don't have the energy
to keep
correcting them.
Do you have a nickname? No?
No. Taz. Yeah.
Taz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tasia. Where's the Z coming from?
Taz.
That's what Taz.
Well, because it's like Taz.
Tasia. So I would think Taz. Taz. What up, Taz?
What up, Taz? Oh, like toss, kind of.
Oh, my God. No.
Toss.
The A is a long A.
Toss.
Yeah, Tasia.
Tasia, a.k.a. Young Tasmania, a.k.a. Tashus Clay.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Yes. A.k.a. Broken Woke Living.
A.k.a. Broken Woke.
Word. True.
So
wait, why are you so famous? I have yet to meet you. This is my first time.
Honestly, I am not. I was talking a whole lot of stuff.
See, back with blocking our own shots.
See, right?
Oh my God, we need to stop.
Talk
Say
your
why.
Stuff.
Say the
Well, I no, I have this podcast that is dropping very soon. Okay.
Yes.
Within the next week type.
Okay.
It's called Broken Woke. I feel like I talk about it too much on here.
That's the only reason you come in, I think.
But yeah, so Broken Woke is dropping really soon, and it's basically a podcast about finding like the brilliance within the BS.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Good cut. Yeah. So I have this event coming up that just got me stressed. No edges. No nothing.
What event?
Broken Woke. Oh, it's like the Broken Woke launch party, like an artist story. But it's all women that I'm going to be showcasing.
Oh, so that's why I didn't get the invite.
Yeah. Well, to like, no, you're going
to
come.
Taught her how to podcast.
You're going to come. But.
So when and where? Or is this like not to be disclosed to men?
No, you guys. I encourage you guys to come to support us.
Okay,
like,
I bet.
So it's females only, but we're allowed to come too?
No. Well, women are only performing, yes.
Right. Oh, performing.
Yeah, the performers are only women.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
With you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be in October 8th.
Well, thank you.
So,
is this an exclusive? Had that been announced yet?
No, it was there. Yeah, it was out.
Oh. So,
anyone that's listening to me, please, if you are a woman, a painter, a poet, DJs, or anything, please hit me up. Broken Woke. Please.
What did they hit?
Oh, Instagram. You can actually email.
How you spell Broken Woke?
B R O K E and A N D Woke W O K E. Spell properly.
Okay. Yeah. I wanted just the N.
Yeah, I thought that's what I was thinking.
It was hard to brand that.
It's not for the men. It's not for us.
It's not.
That's can you listen if you're a man?
Yes.
Yeah, you
guys can definitely relate to it. I'm just saying, there's no like appreciation for women really, and
no, I
like am here
it.
To appreciate.
We just give you a hard time.
Oh my God, I cannot.
This
you
is
see
my-
what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it's too much. So yeah. October 8th, make sure you get me the flyers and stuff so I can help.
Everything's in the
bring
way.
The fellas.
Got
you should come. Yo, you should definitely come through the Hoop Hop because there's other ladies there that are empowering women through their own movements as well, and I just think that it'll be so dope if y'all at least all just meet each other and know each other, so that you can either keep an eye on things y'all have going on together or even obviously find a way to collaborate if that makes sense for y'all.
I think it's awesome. I really think it's good.
Jazz Ray is going to be from
Code Eclectic.
Okay, yeah, cool.
That's her little click.
Oh, yeah. You're with that. You're with that.
Well, yeah. Well,
okay, I will come back. She'll be in attendance. So, and Melody J is another one that she's moving strong. So
yeah. I've been hearing about her. I haven't met her yet, though.
Yeah, she's an amazing singer, and she's going to ball this year. And I feel like she's the baller.
We got a while to promote Broken World. Okay. But Hoop Hop, we got a couple days. So, Roxbury, Massachusetts.
Roxbury.
Where exactly?
It's, do you know, are you familiar with Malcolm X Park? Martin Luther King Boulevard?
I think so.
You know where the swimming pool is at? MDC swimming pool? No? You know where Roxbury
GPS.
Y is?
Gotcha.
GPS.
Definitely GPSable. More parking than you'd expect.
Right? Yeah, there's definitely ample parking. And there's a good amount of courts. I think there may be another tournament or something like that going on that day, but it still holds no bearing. We're going to rock out.
Yes.
I got a lady DJ this year.
Who?
DJ Troy Frost.
Oh, word.
I got, who else? DJ Nexus, DJ Deadeye, and DJ G7. So shout out to Rec Shop Movement. Rec Shop will be in attendance as well.
Rec Shop
Movement.
Yes.
And the Hip Hop Transformation will also be in attendance. So that's some youth out of Cambridge. That's where Lotus kind of spread his wings from. And Tyshawn, two of the more notable cats that like really took that experience and did some strong with it. So
very strong.
How long have you been doing this?
This tournament, this is going to be the third one.
Wow.
So this is year three of our Boston's Celebrity All-Star.
Really?
to be clear, you have to be a performer to do this, which is the best thing about it. I don't think we've said that yet.
Well,
I
haven't said that. But also this year I opened it up. So
what?
I opened it up a little bit, and that's because of Dutch's manager.
Oh, Keith?
Yeah, Keith.
Well, he gets on stage.
He's a hype man, but he's a manager. But so I've opened it up to managers,
so
producers,
industry types,
producers and DJs. So we get DJ Candy Rain. DJ Candy Rain is gonna be there. We get Matt Whitlock is gonna ball.
Oh really?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We get Billy Loman is gonna ball.
Young Coffee Milk.
You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be a very interesting, and I like that it opens it up a little bit. Obviously, you know, finding spots for artists is, or for ballers
priority
can be, yeah, like you know, there's a lot of things that can happen, because then you got guys that are late with everything. Chilla Jones hit me up last minute like, yo,
don't air him out. Literally, yes, air him out.
Nah, I got to, because Chilla he earned it, because last time I was on air with Chilla, we talked about this, and that was months ago. You know what I'm saying?
I was at Overdog that night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Perfect. And I'm like, yo, sign up.
Yeah.
Lotus has signed up, donated. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Lotus.
So it's like, so you know, those guys like that, guys like Chilla, who obviously rock with what's happening, and obviously we rock with Chilla, like, just as a city, as a state, you know what I'm saying? He holds us down. Obviously, it's imperative that a dude like him balls if he like is obviously committed to it. So, he
it's
helps the brand.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? So it's big. It's big when people show that interest, and I just want everybody to see that it's for them. It's fun. It could be something that's dope for the community at large. We also bring out a resource table, and we'll have other organizations that want to come out.
It's
that
a very
day,
good event
for, you know what I'm saying, for the community. So let's do that. Let's get back to the youth if we can.
Highly endorsed by LFOD.
Word.
Live free or dunk on them.
Live free or dunk. Layups, fouls, or dunks.
Yup. Yup.
There we go.
We're going to have to do a basketball on the O next.
Yeah,
we'll do a cut. Yeah.
Look at that.
When we get the team.
This dude's just a promo machine. He just thinks of it.
Just
makes it happen.
Got it, man. You got it.
Yo, you've grown, bro. You've grown so much. I'm proud of you, bro. Like, and that's honest.
Oh.
I'm so sincere. Like to see where we started.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, you
free
know
photo shoot
where we are.
In some yeah. I think the building's been knocked down since then.
Oh wow!
I don't even. But you know, that's the type of thing. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, and all of us, a lot of us. Shout out to Marin, man. I'm gonna give him a big shout out because
August 29th.
Yeah, the last.
If you're not there,
what is that?
Get out of here. Motivate.
Okay, so if you haven't been to Motivate Monday, you definitely should come to that Motivate Monday. So it's on Monday nights, he throws hip hop, soul, you know, R&B showcases featuring some of the city's best, and sometimes like a feature from outside of the city. So like he's had Chuck English there most recently. He's had a Freeway one. He's had like Guilty Simpson, other like other individuals join a
Motivate like, Monday. 5 years running.
5 years.
The only weekly hip hop showcase that I've known about.
Yeah, and it's very, very solid. A lot of people really spread their wings there. You know what I'm saying? And he's kind of Marc Maron is the
mayor,
the founder of it. You know what I mean? And he's also an artist and a producer. And he kind of like put himself on a back burner a little bit. You know what I'm saying? In order to showcase his city, like, and so, you know, I constantly salute him because I think that like. That type of thing, especially now being someone who now I throw an event, like I'm just
get
like,
it right.
Yeah, like I'm just like wow, like it sucks to throw this annual event. I'm like this dude does this every week. I'm like this is crazy.
Can you imagine dealing with seven different rappers every week?
Yeah, like
for
and people
a year?
Just canceling on you or thinking that they're too big for this out of the third. And I get it because obviously you know you can't keep doing the same thing for a while. But it's also like you know. I've seen it happen very, very fast with certain artists. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they perform once or twice, and then, like, I'm too good for this event. Like, and Marin doesn't ask you to perform every week. Like, he'll hit you up every, like, probably, like, 5 months and be like, yo, are you trying to rock? You know what I'm saying? And, like, but it's, you know, everything, certain things can be politics, but he's a dude that does things in a way that I genuinely rock with. Like, he's not really trying to outcast nobody. He's not really trying to, like, move and shake in a way that's shady. You know what I'm saying? He's just very transparent and he's for the people.
So. And he's a hilarious host.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man. So
shout out to Marc Maron.
Big shout out to
August
him.
29th, Motivate Monday, Hard Rock Boston.
Yeah.
If you wanna, it's the end. It's 10.
Yeah, oh, okay. I'll say yeah. You know,
it's
I mean?
The like, end of an era for real. And if you've ever been to one or at all support the scene, like you should be there.
Yeah, and if you haven't, you should come see what you
check
what
it
you've
out.
Missed.
And then hopefully, maybe it'll inspire you to, because it's all about hitting these events. You know, you can't complain about there not being a scene if you're not active.
Right.
And it's definitely very dope. It's been through many different venues. Yeah. I've seen it at 3 or 4 myself.
Yeah.
So Motivate Monday. But before that, there's Hoop Hop Saturday all day.
Right.
Yeah. Is it Malcolm X Park or Malcolm X Drive?
It's Malcolm X Park. It's on Martin Luther King Boulevard.
That was okay. Getting me. It's the top two. Lock up there.
It's all good. It's the top two guys.
MLK, Malcolm X, Roxbury, noon to 6, Hoop Hop, LFOD, taking home the chip.
What you want to do? You got a beat?
Right now? No, I'm going to play this No Joke joint.
Okay, let's
Tayshaun Taylor, who you were just talking about, one of the up-and-coming cats out of Cambridge.
Yeah.
The song is called No Joke. He was a part of the Alumni Cypher series. His video will be dropping on Friday.
Word.
Thursday. And we're about to tweet out another one in about 30 minutes here. So, at Live Free OD Radio. LFOD Radio on everything. Just type in LFOD Radio. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, etc., etc. We'll be back next Tuesday. Hope to see you all at Hoop Hop. At Bakari JB Music.
Word up.
At Broke and Woke.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Hashtag Hoop Hop.
Yes. Oh, also, can I just say this real quick? Support is more than just a retweet. Mm. So if you really support, you know, the people that are in your life or the people that are doing great things out there, like, go to their events. You know what I mean?
Right.
Show up. Because an empty room and, like, a retweet, that doesn't add up. So really support.
Preach.
You know what I mean?
And a like.
Yeah, and a like.
Like my status, please. You're tuning in to Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Submissions at LFODradio.com if you're an artist and you want to be featured.
And I ain't no joke. And I ain't no joke. And I ain't no joke. So don't try to tell me I can't have this.
Nah.
Well, I got the appetite of a savage. You need this talk, but you ain't bout action. I ain't no joke.
Ain't no joke.
You dudes ain't spineless, you back.
Y'all
ever back with something for reaction.
Yeah.
Funny how you sold your soul to go platinum. I ain't no joke.
I ain't no joke.
I live and I breathe for the music. Truth is, everything I speak, therapeutic.
Yeah.
But they say I spit nasty, they confuse it with mucus. You confuse Lucifer with Confucius. You idolize people that don't even do shit. Go flex on the gram and act stupid. I'm seeing more squares than a motherfucking Rubik's Cube. You ain't notice?
You ain't never notice?
You know the boy spit potent, my flow sick. I've been baptized in the ocean. The rest of y'all just washed up, man. Tell me where the soap is. Y'all tryna fuck the world with a Trojan. I'ma fuck the world with the Romans. Yeah. Eradicating every single lane while I'm roaming. Y'all tryna switch lanes, but I'm splitting up the seas like a Moses. Show me my opponents, put them in a box like they homeless. Decapitate a n***a, then I punt them. Now we're staying in the clouds like a n***a couldn't focus. God
damn,
you can really speak to the heavens. Messing with a priest with a weapon. Yeah, I got a heart, but I can go beast in a second. Let me show you how to speak with a weapon. Man, I ain't no joke.
No, 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 no.
Man, I ain't no joke.
No, no, no.
Middle finger scream, fuck y'all n***a. Man, I ain't no joke.
No, 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 no.
Man, I ain't no joke.
No, no.
Middle finger scream, fuck y'all niggas. Man, I ain't no joke.
No, 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 no.
Man, I ain't no joke.
No, no, no.
Middle finger scream, fuck y'all niggas. Man, I ain't no joke.
No, 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 no.
Man, I ain't no joke.
No, no, no.
Middle finger scream, fuck y'all niggas. Man, I ain't no joke. What was you waiting for? Boy, I am the hottest. I know that you see it. I know that you feel it. Do not be dishonest. I know that you plotting on me. Ain't no one stopping me. Ain't no one topping me. All of you niggas is cock out of me. You period rap. Ain't chasing no commas, you not that you do not want drama with me. You don't want a war with a war vet.
Nope.
You don't want a race with a Corvette.
Nope.
You don't want beef, I'ma bring you that heat. Go 0 to 100, you ain't scored yet. I've been killing rappers, I ain't bored yet. Cause all you other do is not hot.
Nope.
You tryna cut block, I'ma give you 5 shots to your mo. Shirt to a crop top, God
damn.
Is it me you desire? You don't need no reminder. I don't pray to soldiers. I